is the devil.
An hour of exciting jazz music, interviews, and comedy. All right here on Indy 101.5.
Indy 101.5, this is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Thank you for tuning in this week, because it is going to be a big one. We've got a lot of great artists for you this week. We have Corey Combs and the Great Plains Ensemble. We have John Coltrane, and we have some comedy. We have just so much fun things happening this hour, I can barely contain my excitement. No better way I could have put it. We even have a curious cover segment this week. Yes, where we take a look at an artist who doesn't usually record jazz recording a jazz song. So it is rather a cover that is rather curious. But unfortunately, before we get to that, we have to do some other things. Or, fortunately, you know, for me, it gives me content to broadcast, such as this new single that has been released. Well, it hasn't been released yet. September 23rd. We're going to premiere it here for you. It comes from a London-based cosmic jazz rave trio. A lot of different words in there to unpack, okay? Trio, we can kind of understand. We get quite a few of those on the show. Jazz, we know what's going on there. Raves, interesting. Sometimes we have club-like music, jazz music, but this is a rave. Never heard jazz at a rave, but I'm interested. I'm excited. I want to go. Cosmic, far out, man. And London. Okay, that makes some people apprehensive. It's okay, the English aren't that scary. Anyways, the London-based cosmic jazz rave trio by the name of The Comet Is Coming is releasing a fourth studio album on September 23rd, which is next Friday, and it is called Hyperdimensional Expansion Beam. As you can tell, they have a theme going out here, and it's very fun. This single is exciting. I've never heard of them prior, this trio, prior to being told about this and having being offered the single, and it was a lot to digest at the time, but it is very exciting. It's very different. I'm not really sure how, you know, I was listening to it and I was thinking about it prior to, obviously, to going on air, and I wasn't really sure how to tackle it. I mean, you have the reviews, but even the reviews are so the New Yorker saying it's vintage sounds and enlightened experimentalism. Okay. And then you have NPR Music saying if a Salvador Dali zombie escape came to life, The Comet Is Coming might just be the soundtrack. So forceful, it sets off a mosh pit, New York Times says. It's just so many different things to be taken away from The Comet Is Coming, this cosmic jazz rave trio. And I think that's because they just take on so many different elements at once. Jazz, rave, music, I was going to say they're a trio, but, you know, this cosmic sense. We have a lot of ethereal ambient music on this show. It's a lot of what gets produced. It's a lot of the new stuff coming out. But this is that in a very different way. It's energized. It's meant to make you move. So that's what we'll have to do. I think that's the only way we can express this music is by just physical movement. And since I can't dance too well on the radio, you'll just have to close your eyes, picture me, I'm beautiful, handsome, moving like a swan in the snow. It's really wonderful. I wish you could see this. But anyhow, we'll take a listen, you know, and get up and move to The Comet Is Coming, their new single, Code, here on Indie 115.
afternoon farming. I'm planting corn. Here I have 40 gallons of water in the basement. And this goes on every week. Finally, by God, it dawned on me.
What had happened?
I cleaned it up every morning.
$5 worth of chemicals in those beans right there on the
acres. Yeah,
$12 in seed. That's not accounting the planting and plowing them and combining them. They can do 50, 55, $250 an acre. Probably this fall, $1.55. Could do 150, 60, 160.
Indy 115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. It is a pleasure to be here, as always, and thank you for tuning in today. That was Buffalo Head by Corey Combs and the Great Plains Orchestra. Before that, we had the new release Code by The Comet Is Coming, the jazz, electro, funk, club, rave music group, trio, actually. Really great stuff, though. I kid, but it's great stuff. And I thought, well, we'll start it off a bit early on the show from usual, but let's bring in tonight's comedy outburst, and that is going to be by Roscoe Nash from Dry Bar Comedy. And he is was working in sanitation, and it does have its advantages, or at least that's what Roscoe Nash talks about with his experiences. Whether it was putting food on the table or putting clothes on his children's backs, sanitation has its perks, as he'll talk about. Whether you're someone who works in sanitation or you're just someone who appreciates a good garbage man, I think you'll enjoy Roscoe Nash here on Indy 115.
I'm a former New York City sanitation worker of 20 years. Thanks, that's what it deserves. No, but sanitation, working sanitation was a humble job. Helped support the family, kept food on the table, clothes on my children. You'd be surprised what people throw out. People would call me a garbage man. Garbage man. It's a good job title. It's honest, direct. Not like these other job titles, life coach, mixologist, or social media influencer. People have such huge egos about their careers. It's like, get over yourselves already. Anyway, sorry. So when I was on sanitation, working as a garbologist, I hate how the other garbage men acted so macho. So much testosterone in that job. Like in the locker room, they made fun of me because I didn't hang up any pictures of swimsuit models in my locker. Yeah, I didn't hang up any pictures of women in bikinis. So they said my masculinity was suspect. Suspect. That's a big word for those garbage men. And I got really offended when I Googled it. Back then, I had two pictures in my locker. Two pictures. A picture of that basketball player from the NBA, Larry Bird, and a pic of B. Arthur from the Golden Girls. Just two pics, Larry Bird and B. Arthur. If you don't know B. Arthur, she was the Golden Girl, the one that looks like Larry Bird. Sorry. I shouldn't make fun of Larry Bird. Because I worked for sanitation for 20 years, people often come up to me and say, so, when you were on your route, picking up garbage, did you ever find anything in the, you know, trash? Yeah, a lot of times we find garbage. People tend to throw that stuff out. That's why it's called garbage and not keepage. But there are exceptions. I found great stuff when I worked in Manhattan. On the Upper East Side, home to the rich and famous. Garbage day was like an outdoor pottery barn. And up there, they'd also throw out new flat-screen TVs. Yeah, you'd find a year-old TV in the trash. Just because Samsung came out with a newer, flatter flat-screen. Now, the janitors, they would drag the garbage from the high-rise buildings to the street, so they would get to the elite garbage before me, and they turned into like garbage snobs, teasing me. Enjoy your year-old flat screen, loser. I just found this old Rolex. It was Mayor Bloomberg's. Big deal. I got Kevin Bacon's blender. Yeah.
Thank you.
Curious Covers, taking a look at some of the best known, hottest jazz hits sung by the least likely of artists, here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Indie 115, that's right. Today we're taking a look at a curious cover here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Always a fun segment to have around, and I'm really excited for today's because this is something interesting. It is a cover of the song Just a Gigolo and I Ain't Got Nobody. The two songs are, rightfully so, originally separate songs, but in the 40s they came together by Sam Butera of Louis Prima and the Witnesses Band. He mixed them together for Louis Prima as part of his Vegas act at the time, which was bringing back old classics, old hits with a jump and a jive and a wail, a swinging rhythm. And this song was such a big hit back for Louis Prima, the medley, I suppose, in the 40s and the 50s, that it relaunched his career, actually. And as a result,
it became his title track. It was the song he was known for. And this popularity carried on. It's been covered by, well, of course, it was recorded by many artists at the time. Louis Armstrong, Rich Tauber, Ted Lewis, and many others, Bing Crosby. This did go on to get covered many years later as well by the Village People, known for YMCA fame, and even David Lee Roth. Yes, none other than the Van Halen leader himself, David Lee Roth. Now, if there's anyone who's going to cover Louis Prima, I think the lead singer of one of the greatest hard rock bands of all time is a very fair cover, rightfully earned. Now, this song, this cover, wasn't done with Van Halen. In fact, it was part of his 1985 Crazy from the Heat, his debut single solo recording career, the start of that crazy career. And it's funny, nearly 40 years after Sam Butera, the tenor saxophonist, mixed the two songs together, it's being covered by Van Halen, another great, I was about to say saxophonist, but another great musician. Curiously, though, it was released while he was still the lead singer for Van Halen. It's just that he had parted ways with the band several weeks after the release and then launched his solo career. It did end up peaking number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 and had a very pleasantly reviewed music video. It's a really fun album, a lot of pop and jazz rock. It features Easy Street, California Girls, Coconut Grove, and, of course, Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody, Nobody, Nobody. And we'll take a listen to that right here, right now, on Indie 115.
Yeah!
115. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was David Lee Roth with Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody, as part of today's curious cover this week. And then that was followed by Alexi Glick with Casey Jones. That was from his debut solo album, just him and his guitar, me and my guitar. And it's a great, wonderful album. You can tell why. He's a very talented guy. Casey Jones, such a great song. He really brings it to life. He has fun with it. It's timid. Solo albums, when it's one instrument, well, a solo album is usually one instrument, in jazz at least, when you're a jazz musician, instrumentalist. But it's exciting because he has a lot of fun with it. You're kind of open when listening to it. I don't know. It kind of clears my head. And it's just a lot of fun. And that was followed by Oscar Penas, my apologies, with El Ronco. And that was from his new album as well, Almadralba. And it is interesting because it's jazzy, but it's got this symphonic feel to it. The whole album plays as one giant suite. It is exciting and passionate, searing with the sounds of South America. Which brings me into our next tune for you. We have Peter Kogan with Pow 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 from his new album, Just Before Midnight, here on Indie 115. Indie 115. Welcome. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Pow 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 by Peter Kogan on his new album, Just Before Midnight. His first album since 2013. It is a huge thing with many quartets, sextets, septets, and I believe there's an octet in there. No, there is not. But there is solo piano. Definitely recommend you go check out the rest of that Just Before Midnight. You don't have to listen to it Just Before Midnight, but that's what it's called, Just Before Midnight by Peter Kogan. Thank you so much for tuning in, and to those of you who didn't, well, it's the thought that counts. If you'd like to stay in touch with the show, you can check out our social medias, johnny.athens on Instagram or Johnny Athens Entertainment. While they might not be too active, they can be useful if there's any special updates. We will share fuller interviews. Sometimes we can only play so much on the show and we'll promote new music. So check that out. Otherwise, take care. Good night. We're closing out on Indie 115.
What to do? What da do da da do da da do?
She's a sensation.